Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of How to Scale an Agency. I'm on with Dave Bailey of True CXO. Really excited to talk to him today because he works with brands, including agencies and a variety of different kind of businesses on sales management and a variety of other things. So thank you so much, Dave, for coming on. And I'm excited to hear from you about what's working in the industry and how people can improve their sales.
Sure. Thanks, Lucas. Happy to be on. Appreciate the opportunity.
Awesome, man. So tell me a little bit about what you guys do. I see in the about section of your website, you help accelerate the growth of businesses. Is there anything specifically you help people with?
Yeah, I think so. If you were to say, you know, kind of what's like the dominant selling idea or the founding principle as to why you guys even decided to go into business to begin with, it really comes down to, we believe that business leaders deserve to get the help they need to run and grow their business and should not have to pay a fortune for it. And everything we do kind of stems from that overarching principle. Yeah, all I was going to say was, when you think about business, you know, it's not as easy as, hey, we need to have more sales, or hey, we need to improve our marketing initiatives, or hey, we need, you know, Joe in operations to be more efficient in their role, or hey, we need to, you know, go explore a line of credit or seek funding. It's not that simple. Right. And when we think about businesses, we think about them in kind of really three high level functions. It's a sales and marketing function, it's an operations function, and it's a finance function. And all of that has to be very tightly aligned. So when we think about the small and mid-sized business in particular, there's a whole lot going on and there's a lot on the business owner's plate. And so from our perspective, that business owner, while they have a unique ability, they're not the master of all and they need a lot of help. And that's where we come in.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about, just in general, like, you're working with a client. What are some of the main things that you notice are their issues? Give us a rundown of what's the biggest problems you typically encounter or that they're encountering and you're helping them fix.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a great question. There's a lot there, right, to unpack. So at a high level, if you think about, you know, from the time, you know, a founder decides to go into business, and kind of through this maturation process of business, when we typically get engaged, the business has, they've gotten some clientele. They're kind of starting to really figure out what it is that they're helping clients with. But what they haven't done really is they haven't operationalized their business in a meaningful way, and they have not professionalized their business in a meaningful way, which means they're probably largely still working off of spreadsheets. Maybe they've got a system or two, but maybe not leveraging them. They're certainly not, you know, leveraging automations at any significant level. And they're trying to figure out the best way to go about scaling their business, but they're not 100% sure how to do it. And in many cases, they've either hired third-party resources to help them, or they've even hired full-time resources to come in and help them. And I'll give you an example. So oftentimes we'll engage with a client. They're like, yeah, I've got, you know, a salesperson or two. They had experience, but they're just not getting the results that I think they should be getting. And if you kind of lift the hood on that a little bit, you understand pretty quickly, well, they don't really have any systems for the salesperson to be using. They don't have marketing tools for that salesperson to be leveraging. And if you think about the life cycle of sales and marketing, they're asking this one salesperson to handle the entire life cycle of sales, from identifying prospects all the way through to life cycle managing a client once they become a client. And in most cases, that's not one person. That's many skill sets. And they're asking that one person to do that because they had experience or some success historically with some other company. And in our experience, when you ask that one person to do everything, they're going to naturally gravitate towards that one or two things that they want to do anyways, and they're going to leave everything else on the table. So, you know, if you were kind of just to say, hey, in summary, what do you mean? I mean, most of these companies don't have a good hiring process. They don't know how to identify the right salespeople to come into the organization. And more importantly, they're probably hiring them before they should be. They don't have process. They don't have systems. They don't even have a good compensation plan for those people to come into and go, hey, yeah, I'm excited about this. Because in most cases, they're trying to hire them away from a more mature company. Come over here, right? There's a lot of opportunity. We can do great things. And then they come over there and what they were promised doesn't exist. and the business owner doesn't even know how to get that going for them. And so that's a real classic example of when we engage. Put us in, coach. We'll help you get there.
I love that. What do you think? Because, you know, I think with sales management, I mean, that typically tells me that when you're providing sales management consulting, you're working with companies that have, you know, usually I'm assuming have leads, and they're trying to close sales, and they're probably performing worse than they should be. So with that being said, assume that the people listening to this are scaling a sales team for the first time. They want to build up a really good sales team and they don't really know how to do it. What's the series of steps that you recommend they take to build an exceptionally good sales team? Like, ground up, what are the series of steps they should take?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think there's a lot of thought that has to go into what is it that we're actually bringing to market? What is it that we're actually selling to prospective clients or to existing clients? And I don't think there's enough thought that goes into what that actually is and ways, or I should say channels, that we're going to be driving or going to market and driving revenue through. And I think a lot of times they're like, when we start working with clients, in most cases, they've done a lot of business on referral, right? They have relationships or maybe companies that are non-competing industries, but selling to similar types of businesses that they've historically been selling to. So they kind of have this referral relationship or referral approach sort of baked, but they probably haven't put any real program in place to improve upon that, right? And to really professionalize this referral program. So I think the first thing that has to happen is you got to start to figure out what channels do I want to work through to go to market. Once you figure out those channels, and let's assume that one of those channels is, hey, I want to start building a sales team. The first thing you got to figure out is, okay, if I'm going to build a sales team, I know what I'm selling. Where am I selling it? What types of clients am I selling to? So the first thing you got to really start to think about is getting real intentional about who I'm selling to. So this buyer persona, right? And most clients, regardless of where they are in the maturation, we always dust off the buyer persona. And what we find is that most businesses are not super clear on who exactly they're selling to, who their buyers are. And the reason why we spend a lot of cycles with this very concept in the very early goings, before we say, hey, yeah, this is the path we need to go down and these are the types of salespeople we need to hire, is because we need to understand who we're selling to.
Yeah.
If we understand who we're selling to,
that's critical.
Now we can get very clear on the types of roles that we need, the types of salespeople that we need, because it's just not throwing a salesperson at it. Because I don't know about you all, but I guarantee you that many of the listeners listening to this have probably either within the organization or with previous organizations, they have seen lots of salespeople come and lots of salespeople go. And in most cases, I don't say all cases, but in most cases, it's because the company was not ready to hire the salesperson, or they hired the wrong person to sell to the types of buyers or to sell the product or service that they were actually trying to bring to market. So first thing is, it starts with who are we selling to? Once we understand who we're selling to, then we got to figure out, okay, we got to have a good onboarding process. If we're going to bring a salesperson in, we got to understand, what do we need to teach them? What do they need to understand?
Yeah.
You know, how are we going to pay them? You know, how are we going to incent them? What are the right incentives? What do we want them to focus on? How much of this sales, and I'm just going to kind of do air quotes, marketing process, do we want them to focus on? But I was thinking often, you know, the business owner is like, well, I need them to identify who our prospects are. Then I need them to, you know, nurture them. Then I need them to get them in the sales process. Then I need them to work them through the sales process, do proposals, follow up. Then I need them to close. Then I need them to account manage. It's like, those are vastly different skill sets. Most of that, right? It's at least three different roles, maybe four, right?
Yeah.
So it's really kind of breaking down that sales process to really understand what are the various phases of our sales process. And what do we want to insource and what do we want to outsource? Right? Because if you just leave it up to the one salesperson, I kind of go back to, they're going to gravitate towards their skill set. And they're only going to do what they're comfortable doing. And they're not going to do what they're not comfortable doing. And I think it's really important to figure that out as a company. As you're building this sales organization, you got to figure out what should this look like. This is all the planning, and we yes. call that building the foundation before you get to building the house. Because everybody wants to run towards hire the salespeople, get the leads in. But if you don't build the foundation, you don't clearly understand who are we selling to? What should our process look like? Is it repeatable? So if I go hire that experienced salesperson, maybe they'll have some success, but can I hire someone that's junior, bring them into this organization and cause them to have the same kind of success? If you cannot, then you're taking an artistic view of sales, not a scientific view. Scientific view is very repeatable, right? It's very predictable, very repeatable. And what I find is most clients take a very artistic view of it. They don't put the science behind it. And we're all about putting the science behind it. So you got to put the science behind building a sales organization. You can't take an artistic view of
this
it.
Is,
and this that is artistic view will give you the 80-20. Yeah. 20% of the people producing 80% of 80% of the results is all artistic.
Right.
So you got to get rid of the Alfredo Pareto principle and put some science behind it, and you'll eliminate the 80-20.
Makes total sense. Well, this has been great. If somebody wants to work with you, what's the best way to do it? How should they reach out? Just go to your website. What's the best thing for them to do?
Yeah, they can certainly go to our website. I mean, they can schedule some time that way. They can certainly pay me on LinkedIn. That's also an easy way, but probably a website and schedule some time to have a conversation. I mean, what I would caution anybody that wants to work with us around is it's not that we focus exclusively on sales and marketing or operations or finance. It's really about building this business. Most of our clients want to start with sales and marketing, and that all starts with a business conversation. So we just need to have a conversation because we can't help everyone 100% of the time. So, you know, we're happy to have a conversation and see where it goes.
That's true. Yes, it is true that a lot of times people want to put the cart before the horse. And it sounds like you help them with both, you know, figuring that out a little bit and figuring out where they're at in that process is critical. So thank you so much, Dave, for being on the show. And for anybody listening, you can go check out their website, truecxo.com. It's spelled a little differently. So it's TRUCXO.com. You can reach out to them there and get started, or reach out and get a consultation, or see if you want to partner with them, or whatever would work best. So thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you everybody for listening.
Sure. Thanks.